Blimey, this election just got very real. Tim Harford's back on PM. Tim will do the numbers, I'll do the words. To Garforth, Leeds in the sunshine, and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
I was at the head teachers' conference in Telford a couple of weeks ago on May Day, and it was a head teacher with tears in his eyes telling me how he manipulated the lunch queue because he knew that the very poorest children were not going to get an evening meal, so he made sure they got double helpings of food. Well done him. What a decent, kind man. But he should not be put in that position and that difficult decisions that he has to make. And so what we've said is that we will make sure every child in primary school gets a school lunch, a free school lunch, eaten together.
Next up, Carlton, Nottingham and Theresa May.
Prime Minister Chris Hogan from The Telegraph. Tim Farron says he's the only working class leader in the election. Are you middle class or upper class and are you proud of it?
I'll tell you what I am. I'm somebody who is here to work for ordinary working families up and down this country.
Applause there from Tory candidates. Let's complete our dash from north to south with Lib Dem leader Tim Farron in Cornwall. He'd just been to a primary school in Launceston when he was approached by former UKIP candidate Alan Haythwaite to talk Brexit.
Well, first of all, hello.
I'm Alan, by the way. Nice to see you.
I am Tim. In the end, it's all about people making a final decision, isn't it? So you voted to leave the European Union, and that's the direction the country is leaving. However, obviously I don't like it, but that's the direction people are going. But in the end, the detail of the deal that we'll all have to live with, that these guys most importantly will have to live with, should be decided. Well, surely it should be up to the people to decide the deal we're going to get.
They already have. Right.
But, well, why Theresa May talking to Juncker then?
A quick word about election expenses from last time round. You'll have heard Danny Shaw already. In short, what could have been a stink bomb for the Conservatives, wafting and whiffing at a rather inconvenient moment, turns out for them to be of a rather more pleasant scent. To the Daily Politics on BBC Two next, and Green co-leader Caroline Lucas being interviewed by Andrew Neil about that by-election in South West London in December.
At last year's by-election in Richmond, who offered the Green Party £250,000 to stand aside in favour of the Lib Dems?
I don't know the name of the person. I know of the incident you're talking about, but it happened after the decision had already been taken to stand down and the money was not accepted. So any kind of implication that we were standing down in order for money is absolutely wrong, categorically wrong. It happened after the decision was taken and the money was not accepted.
But somebody did offer £250,000.
I believe so. I didn't speak to them directly, but that is my understanding.
But as joint leader of the party, somebody offers your party £250,000, you don't know who it is?
I don't remember the name. I've heard the name, but the point was it went through our ethical checks. It didn't pass our ethical checks. The money was not accepted.
The Lib Dems say the offer didn't come from anyone associated with them. If only we had £250,000, one source chuckled. Schools in England have been a big talking point today. Labour promising to spend more than £20 billion by 2022 by jacking up business taxes. Angela Rayner talked to Nick Ferrari on LBC about it.
You're the Shadow Education Secretary. One of your key pledges is to try and reduce class sizes, which will really resonate with my listeners, for 4, 5 and 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds. And I'm asking you how many children this affects. And all you can tell me is a substantial number. Shall I help you? I've got a number. Shall I give it to you?
Go on then, you give it me. Go on, right. If you've got it, you give it me. And, yes. And there is a substantial number, yes. Go for
it. Don't you think it's rather strange that it's left to the journalists, the media, to inform the Labour Party of the number? You're talking about 520,445 primary school pupils in England alone, classes of 31 or more. So it's a sizeable chunk. Do you not think you should have had that number?
It is. Well, I told you it's a sizeable chunk, Nick, and you had that number, so you know exactly what I was talking about.
Now, can I ask you a personal question? Who takes the bins out at your place? It's you, isn't it? It always ends up being you. I only ask because last night's One Show offered us this brief peep into life at Shea May.
I get to decide when I take the bins out, not if I take the bins out.
Bin liner wielding Philip May there. Here is Jeremy Corr, bin.
Well, I've been thinking about this question quite a lot. Actually, we both do it. We take it in turns. But every Tuesday night, we have a discussion about it. What's going to be recycled? What actually has to be thrown away? But I always deal with the cat litter.
So Jeremy composites his cat's motions, and I hear decisions over food waste are referred to the National Executive Committee.